This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Police in Akron, Ohio fired tear gas to disperse a few protesters outside the Justice Center last night. Protesters gathered after police released video of the shooting of a black man by officers. Jaylen Walker was not armed when police chased him and killed him in a hail of gunfire, say authorities. But they say officers believed he had shot at them earlier from a vehicle and feared he was about to shoot again. Akron Police Chief Steve Milet on the number of shots the medical examiner's report indicates hit Walker.
The ME's report indicates over 60 wounds to Mr. Walker's body. However, they are still working to determine entrance and exit wounds, and this investigation on their end will take time.
The Walker family attorney, Bobby DiCello.
The law requires to use force that is reasonable. Eight officers, or whatever the final number will be. You know, we've heard numbers as high as 95 shells on the ground. You'll see if you review this video over and over again, an officer drains his clip and then reloads.
He and the police chief were heard on WEWS-TV in Ohio. Officers originally tried to stop Walker's car on traffic and equipment violations. Today is July 4th, a day for parades, fireworks, hot dogs, and backyard barbecues. FlightAware is reporting more and more flight cancellations and delays this morning. But AAA says most of us are traveling by car for the holiday. And the good news is, gas is down 9 cents a gallon from a week ago. In Italy, 6 people are known dead, 17 others still missing, a day after a huge chunk of an alpine glacier broke off and slammed into mountain hikers. It's the latest in NASA's plan to land astronauts on the moon again. A satellite the size of a microwave oven broke free from its orbit around Earth and is now heading toward the moon. This is AP News. On this day when our nation honors its independence, there's word that a World War II hero who died Wednesday will lie in honor at the U.S. Capitol. The AP's Jennifer King has this.
Herschel Woody Williams was the last remaining World War II recipient of the Medal of Honor, the nation's highest award for military valor, when he died last week at the age of 98. At age 22, he received his medal from President Harry Truman for heroics during the Battle for Iwo Jima in 1945. A Marine corporal, Williams went ahead of his unit and took out Japanese machine gun positions. The West Virginia native went on to become a longtime veteran service representative and is also remembered for helping Gold Star families with an annual motorcycle fundraiser. In a statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said that Williams will lie in honor at the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol at a date to be announced. Schumer described Williams as an American hero who embodied the best of our country and the greatest generation. Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.